Running your own business can feel isolating, but you don't have to figure it all out alone. Join a free guest session inside the Smashing the Plateau community to get fresh ideas and real solutions to your biggest business challenge. Spots are limited. Reserve yours now at smashingtheplateau.com/guest. That's smashingtheplateau.com/guest.
Toxic environment can become a comfort zone for people because you get so used to it. And you really have to do some work on yourself to notice that it's there. And I started really noticing it. And it was just a call that my path was ready for me to move forward in the direction that I'm meant to be.
Today's guest is Jennifer Seifert. And if you've ever built something successful on the outside, while quietly wondering why it still doesn't feel right on the inside, you're going to want to lean in for this one. Jennifer challenges us to rethink what leadership really looks like. Not just the strategy and the work, but the energy, the awareness, and the inner work that most entrepreneurs never talk about. We dig into why so many high achievers find themselves running on autopilot, what it costs them, and how becoming truly present can unlock a whole new level of clarity and momentum in both business and life. This is one of those conversations that meets you exactly where you are, whether you're just starting to question the path you're on, or you're already in the middle of a major shift. Jennifer has a way of naming things you felt but perhaps couldn't quite articulate. Let's get started, and now let's welcome Jennifer Seifert. Jennifer is a number one international best-selling author, leadership mentor, and shamanic guide who supports experienced entrepreneurs navigating identity shifts and growth plateaus. A former chartered professional accountant, she left her six-figure corporate career to build a purpose-led business rooted in strategic clarity and embodied authority. Jennifer helps entrepreneurs rise into sustainable high-level leadership by refining judgment, stabilizing uncertainty, and activating prosperity through embodied authority while navigating the isolation and decision fatigue that often accompany purpose-led growth. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Great to have you on. Let's start off by talking a little bit more about you and your career and kind of how things have unfolded for you.
Yeah, I still am a chartered professional accountant and I'm keeping my letters because business, you know, all that business experience, I don't want to ditch it, but I did ditch the public practice career that I was in that was really robbing me of my vision, my creativity, and it was holding me stuck in a pattern that I could not manifest my purpose life, like my purpose. And it was frustrating for me.
So what did you do?
What did I do? Well, I started getting mentorship. And this is something I encourage others who are in an employee kind of role, and they're looking to become an entrepreneur. When you're selling for your employer, it's way easier than to sell for yourself. And you might not realize that you're having difficulty, you know, doing something as an entrepreneur that you never had as an employee, and why there's a disconnect there. And I've really been experiencing that myself. And I'm sure your community, the refugees, they might experience this as well. So before I even jumped ship, I started getting mentorship around sales and marketing, around presence, which is really important if you're going to be a speaker. And I got speaker training as well. And I started getting writing training, like to be an author. And I started writing my solo book that will come out later this year. And I started going even deeper in my shamanic training as well, because when you're working with energy and your intuition, but you're in environments that are toxic, there can be difficulty picking up information for yourself because you have your own blind spots, right? So even for me, in order for me to see through my blind spots, I needed coaches and mentors to really help me navigate out of that career, especially when I love making money. I love spending money. I love investing money in myself and trainings and certifications. And, you know, I didn't want to leave that career and not have that same kind of level of income coming in to support my freedom, like how I like to live.
Yeah. Can you, you mentioned toxic environment. Can you talk a little bit about what that was? And
yeah. So toxic environments are like environments like where there's a lot of negative and limiting belief systems. And when you are working on yourself and developing yourself, like self-development and professional development and shamanic development, like when you're deciding to do the inner work and become the better person, become who you really are, you start to notice that other people aren't on the same wavelength as you anymore. And you start to feel out of place. And you also start to notice the effect it has on you. And I remember going to the office. So I have a deep spiritual practice. And I also have like a practical set up my day for success practice. And I would be tuning myself up regularly every day to go to the office and to do my work in the best way I could. And I would start to notice that as I drove into the parking lot, my energy would, I would feel like a heavy, dense energy come over me. And I would feel like, and then when you walk through those double doors, those heavy double doors, and you start walking up to your office or getting in the elevator, it's like a palpable taste in your mouth. You know this, right? And so then when I get into my office and start setting, you know, turning everything on, I would also notice myself be like, okay, I need space to like focus. And so I would be like putting up protection and boundaries so that I didn't get interrupted, which was a lot of effort, a lot of effort. And I like to develop people and I like to mentor staff. And that was part of my role. But I also had a lot of over-responsibility tasks that I had to get done. So it's like you couldn't do everything. So I was kind of making like space for me to get things done, but it was constantly being interfered with. And it's not like it's toxic in the sense that these people are, or the environment is set out against you. It's not like that. It's just not matching with your frequency when you start doing the inner work and you're tuning yourself up for success. But when you walk into environments that aren't really set up for that success, or they're, you know, do things the way that doesn't work best, but they're not open to your suggestions, you know, you start like noticing those differences. You start noticing those differences. So I really started noticing the differences and it was so uncomfortable. And so the toxic environment can become a comfort zone for people because you get so used to it and you really have to do some work on yourself to notice that it's there. And I started really noticing it. And it was just a call that my path was ready for me to move forward in the direction that I'm meant to be.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking back as you're describing this, Jennifer, thinking back to the last time I had a job and had to go into an office for a job, which was a long time ago already. But I was reflecting on the fact that it takes kind of different skills and different energy to take care of yourself versus taking care of others in your work environment versus doing the work for clients.
It does.
Right. And particularly when you are part of a larger hierarchy that somebody else has created and you're part of that culture, there are elements of that culture that are great and work really well for you. And there are elements that, as you've described, could be toxic. And for each of these three segments, taking care of yourself, taking care of others around you, and taking care of clients, there are parts of it that I would imagine could be very much in sync with who you are, but also there are other elements that could feel toxic. And it's like, there's like a lot of stuff going on all the time.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on all the time. So it's really imperative that while you're navigating this type of a situation, you learn to become present. Because when you're in the past or in the future, you're usually in stress or confusion, or you're not present. And at least when you're present, you can get curious about the things that are going on around you and start to notice. So I do a lot of teaching around noticing so that you can be self-observant and become more self-aware and expand your consciousness. And it might surprise you that you're not enjoying yourself as much as you thought you were, right? Like, and you might be angry, and you might notice that you suppress your feelings even, or that you've become like a robotic habitual person who just dreads getting out of bed, but does it anyway. And then gets in the car and goes to the office. And you also, that affects your ability to lead, because your energy is palpable to others, right? And so you kind of set the tone in your environment. And so you're playing with this toxic energy in a negative way.
Yeah, for sure. So how can, when you're trying to be present, what did you do to A, become present, and then B, figure out how to make a change in your career that would be much more in alignment with who you are and who you want to be? Mm-hmm.
So I started figuring out how to become present around 30 years ago. I had gone through a big stress in my life, a tragedy, and I lived with my parents. My dad was an anxious person, right? I'm an empath. Anxiety around you kind of comes into you. You think it's your anxiety. And so I started 30 years ago, a daily practice, just practicing stuff I was reading, doing the practices that are suggested. That's one thing. You have to do what people suggest. and I was doing them. And what I noticed is I started feeling less anxious, 3 months in. It took time. And I also noticed that my mind's really busy. So you sit down to become present, and then you notice that your mind's really busy. But if you don't actually set yourself up for presence, you'll never notice how busy your mind is. And so one of the biggest things people might be complaining about is I don't like to meditate. I don't like to do these practices because my mind starts taking over. Well, that's good. You have to notice that type of stuff. So I started practicing that a long time ago, and I've developed a way to lead people now in a live guided studio I call Life Force Activation. But back when I was, preparing to make this leap from, working inside a firm to having my own business, I started mentoring with other people and learning how their strategies of presence. And when you hang around more people who are present, it's easier for you to be present because you're being held in a container where more people are, connected to themselves in a whole way instead of a lot of confusion going on. And especially for, empathic, intuitive people who are noticing things all the time, you might think it's your energy or that you're picking up on other people's energy, but it could be vice versa. It's your energy and other people's energy. And you need to make space for yourself to really get clear. And I might be running on here, but how did I become present? Well, I'm not always 100% present. I just started noticing when I'm out and when I'm in. And that's the practice. It's kind of the four agreements, not taking anything personal. It's going to be a lifelong practice, to stay present. It's a lifelong practice to stay present.
Yeah. Is this similar to what you describe in your LinkedIn profile as shifting from high functioning to fully activated leadership?
Yeah. Yeah. You can high function and be an alcoholic. You can high function and be a smoker. You can be a high functioning workaholic. But if you're not paying attention to how you're doing this and how it's working for you, and you're just running on automatic, it will eventually burn you out. It'll eventually cause you to get sick or you'll be, why do I always have drama in my life? Well, you're creating it somehow. And, I'm of the belief system or the knowing system that you are a creator. You are inviting things to happen for you. So how are you influencing the field or the universe or the environment for what you receive? And there's this practice of, paying attention to what's going on around you. So a high functioning leader, what would I call it? What kind of a leader?
Shifting from high functioning to fully activated leadership.
Yeah, fully activated. So a fully activated leader is paying attention to being present, is noticing when they're not out of presence, noticing their energy, noticing their thoughts, noticing their heart, noticing their body, and noticing their connection, and even noticing if they're frustrated or happy. Like, is really paying attention to themselves and how they're influencing their business, the culture, the community they're in, and or their family, and how things are working, because there's always consequences for everything that we do, this cause of and effect kind of reality we're living in. So how can you take your power back and harness it within to create a better world for yourself and then a greater world for the outer world?
Yeah, I like that description of taking your power back. It reminds me of a scenario that I've seen a lot with professionals who become independent entrepreneurs. They're high functioning first in a corporate environment. They do really well. And there are some triggers that cause them to want to take more control over their career. And they set up their own business, typically in the discipline that they have kind of honed over. Usually it's, you know, a couple decades or more. And they get business, they create a sustainable business. You know, they're doing reasonably well, but they kind of hit a plateau in their business. And one of the things that they start to notice is that they have left a structure behind that they hated, the corporate structure. They've created their own structure now in their own business. And they may have felt a little bit like a slave to the employer. And now they realize they've kind of hit a plateau and they feel like they're a slave to this new boss that they've created, who, and I've had some people describe it as, I now hate the new boss even more than the old boss. And I realize that boss is me. Right. So it's like, I can see how all of this is connected to really being present, understanding what's working for you, what's not working for you, how you're feeling good, how you're feeling bad. And really it's about taking your power back. And for people who hit that kind of plateau, when they're aware of what the challenges are, kind of how they may have created something where there are elements that aren't working for them that well, they can take their power back if they decide, they recognize it and they want to do something about it.
Yes, most definitely you can take your power back. You can take it back any second. Like, you can start to learn to tune into yourself in any second and stop and become present. But it's a practice, like I said, right?
And definitely.
Yeah, like, entrepreneurship seems to be a 7-day kind of career that you can create for yourself. And when I was working with entrepreneurs in the accounting realm, I really got clear on their patterns because I was looking in their books, and then I was connecting with them, and I was seeing how their books were reporting their patterns back to me, their personal life patterns. And it's something they don't want to look at, right? Like, so a lot of entrepreneurs don't want to look at their numbers, and me included. I'm one of those people who would not want to look at my numbers first. But recently I've been really taking my power back in that situation because, you know, I kind of was avoiding doing accounting because I didn't want to do it. And I really dived deep into my own books and was watching my patterns and seeing where I'm spending, where I'm not making, or where I want to make, you know, like, kind of looking at myself from the inside out by doing something about it. And it's not always good. Like, I mean, to look at yourself that way, right? Like,
right. Your books are just data. Right. And looking at the data gives you a sense, it's being present. It's looking at the reality of what did the data tell me? Right. And there, you can look at financial data. I mean, there's another exercise that I will often do with clients where I say, rank your clients 1 to 5, right? The ones that are easiest to work with to the hardest to work with, and then rank them in terms of profitability. Right? Who's the most profitable? Who's the least profitable? And then put them all on a graph. And what does that tell you? Right? It's an eye-opening exercise. It's a very simple exercise. It's not data heavy,
yeah,
but the data do tell you something.
It does tell you something. And even if you're not working with books or graphs or whatever, we're receiving data. We're looking at data all the time, right? Data. And it's informing us. And when you're present, you can be current, right? Like you can stay current. And believe it or not, money is currency, right? So if you're having trouble with money, where are you not current? Start looking at where you're behind and where you're projecting into the future unnecessarily with these. I talk to a lot of people that are like, oh, I want to make $2 million next year. And I'm like, well, what do you make right now? Well, I don't want to look at my numbers. I don't want it to influence my goals. Or they'll say, oh, I make $2,000. And I'm like, well, how are you going to change the gap? Like, how are you going to do that? And they're like, well, I don't know. I'm just going to manifest it or dream it or whatever. And it really perplexes me that we're so avoidant. We're so avoidant of our current situation. We don't want to look at our current situation, but money is current. It stays current. You want to get in the current with it, and you need your energy to be compatible with it. And your energy encompasses your thoughts, your feelings, your physical body, and your energetic field, and your environment, right? So we really have to start being a lot more conscious. And, you know, my ideal clients are conscious entrepreneurs, but there's levels of consciousness. I mean, so we have to start tapping into all these levels of consciousness and see where we're at and pay attention and notice.
Yeah. So for somebody who wants to become more present and more conscious, mm-hmm. what might be the first step?
Well, contacting me would be great. And I'm sure David will give you that avenue. But it's really looking at yourself, like turning your vision inwards. You have to do the inner work. And lots of people don't even realize this too, who are in business, you know, their personal lives is really influencing their business life. And especially when you're an entrepreneur, because you're doing your purpose, right? Like you're doing what you love. And if you're in love with it, you bring it home to the family all the time. You bring it home to your relationship. It's what you're talking about all the time to your friends. So you really need to become open to looking within and seeing what's in the way of being current. Like, why do you avoid this? What's going on? And being open to having a trusted guide where you can like share your dark secrets with. And nobody else has to know, but when you have hold your shame inside or your avoidance inside and you don't turn towards it, it's hard by yourself. But if you have somebody you can trust who's there for you and who's been there before and can relate to you and isn't going to judge you. Like I worked with so many entrepreneurs who I've turned a lot of sinking ships around in the accounting realm, and I do it in the mentorship realm, the leadership realm as well. But also like myself as a sinking ship, I've turned myself around multiple times as well. If you're not willing to learn or see that you are sinking, you're going to sink. But if you can get the guidance and the awareness to see that you're there, it will get you into the growth zone. And growth does not happen from the past or the future. It only happens in the current, in the present.
That's really profound. And one thing that comes to my mind as you're describing all this, Jennifer, is not only how connecting with someone who is a trusted mentor, where you feel comfortable sharing some of these deep challenges, can be super helpful. I'm also curious to know your take on, because you mentioned before how you're influenced by the people around you. So not to disregard mentorship, that this is would be something that would be perhaps in addition to mentorship. How can connection with peers and community in a trusting environment also help you become more present and more conscious?
Well, when you get into a community where there's more people who are present and they're in the growth zone, or they want to be in the growth zone and they're ready to step out of that comfort zone activity and behavior patterns, you're all activating at a higher frequency. And in community, you can create ways or systems or opportunities for everybody to get into a similar frequency, whether you're ready for it or not, right? Like, you know, some people's like, oh, well, I have to be ready for this. No, being in the energy of people who are activating at a higher frequency, who are choosing to grow, who are like ready to look at their BS, inspires you. It influences you. It holds you in a container that is really supportive. And if I reflect back to the summit that I just had, and you were a speaker at Activate Your Prosperous Life, we were live streaming regularly and bringing all the speakers together on a daily basis. And that was activating something. It was influencing all of us. It was really creating an energy that was like virtual, but also palpable and moving through the world. And I'm a true believer that we don't change the world. Like, I'm not going to fix the world. I'm not going to change the world. I'm going to change myself. And that energy will reflect and ripple out to change the world. And community is a really good place to hang around with powerful people. I say this a lot. My shamanic teachers have always been saying this to me. It's like, you want to hang around people who are more powerful than you.
Yeah, because it influences you in a positive way.
Exactly. Like, you want to go to power spots. You want to go to mountains. You want to go to rivers. You want to go to the ocean because it influences you. It has powerful energy.
Yeah. So speaking about being influenced and learning how to be more powerful, if someone wants to go deeper with anything that we've touched on in this short conversation, mm-hmm. access your resources or get in touch with you, where's the best place to go?
You can go to my website, jenniferseifert.com. I also have, I'll give you the link for this, a 30-minute activation call where you can, you know, tell me what's going on and I can guide you to the next step that will help you to get in the right direction that you're looking to be in. I'm going to be hosting another summit. I have a solo book that's going to be coming out this year called Finding the Source, Realize Your Purpose and Power. It'll be coming out shortly after this podcast. So that's another way to connect with me and to learn about my story.
Sounds great. Well, Jennifer, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us today and on Smashing the Plateau and share a little bit about yourself and some of your insights. My guest today has been leadership mentor and shamanic guide, Jennifer Seifert. Thank you, Jennifer, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Running your own business can feel isolating. That's why we created Smash Through Your Business Roadblocks, a live interactive session where experienced professionals bring real challenges and work through them together using the Smash framework. It's your chance to experience the Smashing the Plateau community, a space where corporate refugees support one another to keep moving forward. You'll leave with fresh momentum, clarity, and maybe even a few new allies in your corner. Guest spots are limited, so grab yours now at smashingtheplateau.com/guest. That's smashingtheplateau.com/guest.